Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the title of
flying to the moon
on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the fourth episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a fifth edition Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane Z. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season of Law and Disorder.
Our heroes have found their way to the moon, hitching a ride with their enemies, Ariel Cordwyn, Plya Karktar, and Lavinia of the Wizard Police. On arrival, they found that their ship had been disabled in order to cement their enemies' and now friends' plans. And so they set out across the surface of the moon, seemingly desolate and lifeless, to find a pyramid of moon quartz. However, they found that the moon was not as lifeless as they suspected. And now we find them talking to their savior.
That's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. So if you would like to support the podcast, please give us a rating and review on your podcatcher and maybe consider joining our Patreon. There's a whole bunch of great, fun, just amusing little prizes that you can get there. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game tonight are...
Jack playing Dashbob.
Sebastian playing Jimbo.
Oh. Isaac playing Melina.
Miranda playing Gwen.
And Nick playing Black Patty.
Jimbo's worse than Jimmy.
That's why I said so it. Well, I know. Okay, I disagree with both. Jim is the name. I just thought I'd start on a good foot today.
We're at Jam.
I'm pretty sure you were definitely insisting on Jimmy.
No,
Jimmy.
My friends call me Jimmy. I don't know these people.
Oh, actually...
I'm also not your friend. I'm actively trying to kill you, so I'm going to call you James.
It's literally going to confuse me because I'm trying to...
Good. I'm glad that that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to make your job easy. I'm here to put complications in your path and watch you try and overcome them.
Even ruining my immersion.
Even the world does not acknowledge the fact that you are now Jimmy.
Where did we leave off?
Lola Bunny.
Lots of
we met Lola Bunny.
Okay, if you keep saying that, I'm going to turn them against you, and they're going to rip you apart. I'm going to put the bunny from Monty Python in their genetics.
No, don't do it.
Ooh.
No, it's too evil.
The Luna dude went tling on the tuning fork of
Destiny.
Just a tuning fork
of wish.
Which made the horse-sized cat wasps.
Dragonflies.
Horse-sized.
Horse.
Pony-sized.
Cat
wasps.
Dragon. Also fly thing. Pony. Things. Yeah. Fly away and stop eating us.
Yes.
Specifically we fly back to the fissure in the side of the mountain.
Oh, the fissure.
That you and Black Patty had gone to investigate. Some had come out of. And now you are alone in a grassy field on the side of a mountain with a pale, long-eared, humanoid person standing in front of you.
Hello, friend. I am Dashbold.
Thank you, Dashbold. Thank you.
So, do you know where we get a crystal? Thank you.
He's so choked up by this harrowing battle experience.
I swallowed a bug. Whoa, the moon bugs. Did you see that? Jimmy, did you see the moon bug?
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Thank you. Why did you go in the mountain? Thank you. Thank you. I warned you. Thank you.
Thank you. I tried to warn them. They didn't listen to me. Thank you.
We'd run ahead.
What language is this person speaking?
Common.
Yeah. Moon common? Moon
common.
Oh.
I will.
Common.
I will. Minor illusion. An image of a crystal in a similar form that we need. And you go. Is there a crystal inside a cave, inside the cave like this? Or do you have another one like it? Thank you.
Thank you. There is much crystal. Thank you.
Where can I get a crystal like this safely? Thank you.
Thank you. Nowhere. Thank you.
So I would have to go into the cave to get a crystal like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you. Into the cave then.
So polite.
Thank you. Don't go into the cave. Thank you.
We need the crystal.
If we go into the cave, thank you, will we be endangering you as well by making them angry? Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
I see. Thank you.
So I've only just met these people, but I think I'm pretty fair to say that they are definitely still going into this cave. No part of what I've seen from them tells me that they are not going into this cave. So brace yourself.
I don't want to go in the cave.
Oh, I'm not going in.
I don't want to endanger these people.
Come on, Jimmy Jam, let's go.
Hard pass. I'm going to... You know, I was so rude of me. I should have gone back to the Titan just to make sure that none of the other passengers did want to come and assist with us. That's actually my bad. I'll be right back. I'm going to go see if anyone wants to help out.
You leave and I will cut your legs.
I'm not Patty. Staying.
Jimmy
I'm,
Jam.
I'm just going to make sure everything's all good.
Jimmy,
on that
Jimmy.
Note... I said I'm packing lunch. I know it's only been like 20 minutes, but you guys must be really hungry from all the horrible things that happened. That would make me hungry. Here's some food. And I unpack the lunch that I packed earlier.
What is it?
What did I give me? I took 2 days worth of rations.
Perfect time. Black patty. It's just rum.
It would most likely be bread and cheese.
This is the finest bread from that robot behind me, probably. So you guys enjoy that. You guys take a couple of minutes to chill out, enjoy the scenery, talk to the...
We don't have time. We need to get...
Thank you.
Crystal.
Can I see the robot? Thank you.
I can't see any way of me stopping you. And I'll start heading back with...
Thank you. Your use of negative language confuses me. Thank you.
Sure. You come see the robot that's not mine.
I want to cast around, try to find a rock about yay big.
Why? Patty? Why? Why are you looking for a rock?
Well, I'm not telling you I'm looking for a rock.
And your passive perception's quite low, so I'm going to say that his passive stealth's quite high. Also, your passive survival is higher than 5, so, yeah, you can find a rock. You find that the earth here is quite chalky and also quite clayey.
Yep.
So the rock is a bit hefty, but you think that any, like, strong force would probably make it crumble. Yeah.
I'm going to speak... in Elven and hope that they don't speak some sort of moon variation of this and just say, I'm going to take this person to the robot so they don't lose their mind when I assume you guys are going into the cave. So I'll catch us all in 20 or so minutes. And then I back in common, let's go look at the robot, buddy.
Who speaks Elven other than...
I speak Sylvan.
I took a stab in the dark that the half-elf might speak Elven, but I have no idea.
Yeah, you're born speaking Elven.
I think everyone speaks Elven.
I can't not know it.
Yeah, I just picked the two common languages on my thing. Yeah. Do you want to go check out the robot there, old you?
Yes, that was my request.
Yeah,
thank you.
Let's do it. That'd be fun. We'll have a fun time. I'll start heading off, I guess.
Okay. As Jimmy...
Jim, we're not friends yet.
Stop you on the way. Could we... What does the tuning fork do?
Oh, it's okay. I can make that sound. And I make that sound with my slute.
With your slute?
With my, I was going to say with my song making thing. And I was like, it has a name. I'm going to call it a lute.
Thank you. Yes, you can borrow it. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
More than merrier.
Bring it back. Thank you.
Sure. But wait, what if you need it? Thank you.
Thank you. If you go into the mountain, thank you. Thank you. You will need it more, thank you.
Okay, fair enough.
And we'll be fine. We'll be in the robot, so we won't need it.
Yeah, if anything bad happens, you and your people can just go in the robot. Just be safe. Thank you. Thank you.
Godspeed, thank you.
You too, thank you.
And she'll hand the tuning fork to Gwen.
Thank you.
It's heavier than it looks, and it is just kind of like a large tuning fork about... 40 centimeters long, and the tines are about 10 centimeters apart. And she kind of, as James walks away, she kind of backs away, watching you as if she's disbelieving that you would choose to go into the mountain.
Oh, I'm not going in the mountain.
What are you doing?
I'm going to turn to Cornelius.
Oh, that's right. He's still
Cornell.
There.
Cornell.
Cornell, sorry.
This is a great name.
Cornelius? Who's Cornelius?
We're just screwing up his name.
Cornell, and say, would you mind keeping an eye on these three and make sure they don't die? I'm going to keep an eye on that one and make sure he doesn't float away.
Am I that one?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll go into the mountain, I guess.
Oh, but we could really use your help. I think, like... probably need him more than you need. No, but we need you. Jimmy James can do whatever he's pretty great.
Jimmy James can't do anything. He's like a newborn child.
I can... Nope. Oh, I'm gone already? Thank God, because I'd be very insulted if I was here.
Okay.
Our friend here is good at fighting things. I'm good at not fighting
things.
Cool.
Can you give us any boons before you leave?
Boons?
Yes, boons.
You got any boons before you leave?
I already gave you my blessing this morning.
You did?
Yes, you get 12 extra HP, 10 HP each day.
Oh, did you give that to us?
Yes, it happens every time we rest.
I notice more HP on my body.
I do notice it.
I take note of it and realize I am a fool. Thank you. Well,
all right,
see you later.
Party split.
Yeah, healthy.
Ooh. Thanks, Seb.
No. Good one, Seb.
As opposed to me going with you, you'd have to protect me, you dickheads.
No, we can finally kill you.
I'll die in the robot.
No. We'll die in the robot.
Excellent. Okay, let's go into the mountain with the idiots.
Am I remembering what did Pan give us a way to teleport back to the Titan?
No.
I'm remembering something else.
That would be far
else.
Too convenient.
Yeah.
Oh, no. M has, like, that helm of teleport or crown of teleport.
Yeah. M has it.
Yeah, and she's fucked off.
I am.
Fine.
I got the helm of taking health from you and giving it to someone else.
Oh, well, I don't need that.
Yet.
You're no use to me. Gone.
Okay, so Cornell.
It's a helm, it's a crown.
Dashbold, Gwen, and Black Patty approach the fissure in the side of the mountain that Black Patty has investigated. You can see now the hasty passage of the creatures that you drove back into the mountain.
Gwen, not a fucking sound.
Well, this is my suggestion. I suggest that you just sneak in there and get it and we'll wait out here.
Wow. No, he's going to die.
That was the original plan.
He'll be sneaky and invisible.
And then you're in there like, stomp, stomp, Black Patty, where are you?
Yeah, but I won't do that this time.
Please.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in there alone. It's a death fucking trap.
True. Well, I can't become invisible and my stealthiness is
Non-existent.
That's fine. We have. We have.
I was going to go with four.
You jingle.
We can fight them.
Cornell's going to sigh. Sound. And say, Black Patty, can you describe to us exactly what you saw in there?
Yes, and I describe exactly what I saw in there.
I'm sorry, so I don't remember. Any part of that crystalline structure is what we need. We just need part of that to fashion into this pyramid.
Apparently.
Presumably, yep.
Now that you mention it, I don't know. So let's just go grab a big chunk and hope for the best.
I could just ask Pam. Okay. I'll just ask Pam. I'll just cast
You literally already asked Pam. Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Oh. Yes, oh, wait, I just remembered yes.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Now that you mention it, I do recall.
I wrote it down.
Wow.
My body book.
It's going so well.
You know what? You know what?
Well?
Cornell?
Yes.
Gwen?
Yes.
In you go. We're right behind you.
Yep. Break some bits.
You should, but you can
get,
just
go. No,
sneak in there.
I can't go in there, smash a bunch of crystal quietly, and then drag a big chunk of crystal out.
But could you go in there and then just smash a chunk of crystal quietly and then bring it out?
No.
Gwen, how but would we smash crystal quietly?
I don't know, with the cone of silence. You can do that, right?
Hey, yeah, that's a very good point.
I can do that.
Then I suggest you do.
Let's go, buddy.
All right, let's go. Team stealth. No, seriously, guys, come with.
No, no, seriously, just wait like a little bit back, and if you hear a scream.
I'm going to be out here with the tuning fork.
Yeah.
Just tuning away.
That's okay. I am a tuning fork.
You better
gently vibrate.
Clarify who's doing what right now.
We're going to give each other advantage on stealth rolls. Well, I don't need you need it. I don't.
So Dashbold,
I mean,
Black Patty, going in.
Yes.
In stealth mode.
In stealth mode.
And smashing some crystal in a cone of silence, which presumably you can cast silently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would defeat the purpose, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I'll be outside just occasionally twanging my fork.
Yep.
Twang.
You give me advantage on stealth.
And Cornell's staying with you.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm...
Do we need like a I need assistance signal?
Yes, Dashbold said wait for the scream.
If you hear screaming, come.
I'll come
fast.
Running in.
Like, quickly.
So fast. In fact, I've like charged up my fast food.
You know what?
So
I'll just leave Nobby
fast.
With you and he'll let you know.
Just don't go in too far.
I'll just leave Nobby with you and he'll let you know if there's anything bad happening.
Yeah, just the tip, guys.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
25. What was the 25? Yeah, okay. So you
it's turning out to be a really weird day.
You're not invisible this time.
No.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So you walk along the same path and you come onto this same ledge. And this eerie light that was in there is still there now.
Yep.
But now you can hear a lot of scuttling, like a eerie susurration. You can't see anything yet at the moment.
Yep.
But you can hear it both not so far away and quite a long way in the distance. Like there's a...
How much of that
you feel or? You feel itchy with like the sound of this invisible swarm.
Okay. Thanks, I hate it.
You're welcome.
So we found crystal that we're looking for?
You're on a ledge of chalky rock.
Yep.
Same kind of chalky rock that you found outside.
Yep.
And this goes over a cavern which has crisscrossing pillar formations of this crystal that you're looking for, this moon quartz.
Yep.
So to get from where you are to there either requires a rather powerful jump and expert land to get onto the structure, or you need to go down around the edge of this cavern somehow, see if you can find a path to get to the base of one of them.
Rope. Simple. Yeah. I grab Dashbold and I use my rope and we swing across.
Okay. Can I get an athletics just to do it with Dashbold?
Sure. That is 16.
Okay.
Six.
That's right. I'm proficient in it, so the worst it would be was 13.
So good to be proficient.
Okay, yeah. So you've been practicing this. You Spider-Man across. You release your rope bracer. It catches on nothing.
Yep.
And you swing across onto one of these leaning pillars of crystal. And... what you imagined to be quite sturdy actually bends and sways underneath your weight and then sways back and you start sliding. And as it bends up, it tings against another pillar further up. And that ping echoes once and then starts ringing throughout the whole chamber. But I need both of you to make a dexterity saving throw to catch yourself and not fall into the base of this cavern.
18.
16.
Okay, you both, back Patty, you kind of grab a dagger, slam it into the side and break off a bit and you catch yourself and then Dashbog grabs onto you. You grab onto him and you're hanging on this swaying pillar of crystal.
Yep.
And then you start seeing the invisible swarm because it's no longer invisible. From the base of the crystalline pillars, you see them swarming upwards.
Hey, buddy, plan B. Yep. I'm just going to dimension door us out.
Okay, wait, give me a second.
Okay.
And I'm
ready action to dimension door.
Hack at the top of the crystal?
Yep.
Or at the crystal to take a chunk out.
Okay. Can you describe to me your weapon?
What's a pizza?
It is a cutlass, I believe.
Okay. Roll some damage.
Would I get sneak attack?
No, it's inanimate.
Hands got to ask.
Unless it's a roper.
14.
You chip like another little bit off. Like this thing, this stuff is not diamond.
Yep.
And it has a lot of flaws in it that your blades are finding, but it just kind of like skips across, chips a chunk about a fist size off, and then
it was a lot
swing,
bigger than that.
You fall.
Oh.
Dashbold, dexterity not to fall with him.
Not 20.
Dashbold just kind of like flattens himself on this as you fall, and it is a total of... Yep. You're going to take 6 points of bludgeoning damage as you catch yourself midair, jerking your shoulder out of its socket.
Yum.
And two beasties are going to swing at you.
Okay.
Just let me know if you want me to come in.
No one's screamed yet.
17.
17. One hit. One hit.
I'll, with via Nobby, I'll let them know they should come in.
11 points of slashing damage, and you can hear them buzzing now.
Nobby, please let them know to come in now. Thank you.
Dashbold, scream.
I already have.
On the ground outside, Nobby says, Dashbold says you could come in because Blackpat is going to die because the monsters are swarming.
Awesome. Cornell?
Draws his sword and walks in behind you.
With a T-Rex.
I'm going to shillelagh really quietly.
No, it's fine. You can be loud now.
Excellent. And you,
did you realize
run
you could have done
into
it all
the
you just don't care.
Cavern. So what we have now,
can I
skill challenge?
Is a skill challenge.
Fucking Jesus.
What's the DC zone?
I was
okay,
ready for a
so
fight.
12,
no.
12,
what we have here,
my plan
got it backwards, 12, is 21.
12,
we have
12,
a swarm 12. Of horse-sized cat bugs. We have ever-changing terrain. We have falling rocks from the sky. And we have a contained atmosphere. So the DC for this is going to be 19.
12.
You know, you don't have to do this.
Hey, Zane, my plan was just to shoot a pillar, land on Black Patty with a crystal chunk and the dimension door out.
Why didn't we do that?
Because we didn't have time. Because we were falling.
We didn't have time. Yeah. No, what happened is I roll a percentile to see what kind of pillar you landed on.
And you landed on a
bendy one.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Well,
everyone.
I'm not a crystallologist.
So we have
the really
three.
Horrible thing about that is that's a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Three.
But they're like hippies who, you know.
Crystal healers.
Yeah.
Can we
focus
on the game?
Focus on the game. Yes, we can.
We have three people in the room. Cornell will give one of you advantage once. That is
it.
The bonus of having
you're
him along.
You're white, Cornell. Jeez.
Can't you just do a roll for him?
No. One of you advantage once. Roll your d20, see who goes first.
Please roll advantage. I'm like, I rolled a 5. First.
15.
My razor was in the way though.
3.
Yeah, no, still a 5.
Okay, Black Panda goes first. You are hanging from a rope mid-air with the buzzing of these cat bugs rising to meet you.
Do something really cool.
I'm going to do something acrobatic. I am going to try to swing on the rope and get up enough momentum to swing myself. Up close to Dashbolt.
Hey, so you want to end up next to Dashbolt?
I'd like to end up as close to him as I can.
Sure. You just want to land next to him as he's hugging the crystal pillar?
Yep.
Okay. I guess this is sure. Do it. That's cocked.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't matter.
There you go.
Nat 20.
Okay, so we have 2 successes.
There you go, guys.
Thank you. I said do something cool, and you did, and that's great.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
As Black Panda lands like the pirate he is next to Dashbold.
So I'm sorry, where?
Yeah, so you run in and you are on a narrow ledge overlooking a rather large cavern filled with huge crisscrossing crystal structures.
Yes.
And you can see these cat bugs rising up from the base of these crystal structures, and almost directly in front of you, about 50 feet away, Dashbold's lying on one of them, swaying slowly, hugging it, and... Black Paddy has just acrobatically landed next to him, laughing like the pirate that he is, waving his cutlass at all the bugs that are rising up to meet him.
Cool.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
Yeah.
So they weren't lying. There's a lot of this crystal here.
But they're not on like an island pillar. There's a
nothing you can really stand on safely.
No. Yeah. So imagine giant trunks of crystal rising up from the ground that kind of crisscross at all different angles. They've landed on one of them.
Okay.
So there's no way to get there except a jump.
Okay. I am going to sprint into this cavern.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to do is either like leap and kick or just barge into one of the closer pillars.
Yep.
To try and push it over to make like a bridge. And if some chunks of crystal fall off that I can nab.
Okay,
that'd be
yeah,
great.
Give me athletics.
What's 9 plus 9?
Is 18. 9 plus 9 is 18. You do have Cornell who can give you advantage.
I would like advantage, but I only get to roll one.
One more, so you rolled a 9.
Ah!
Okay.
My dice are broken.
What Gwen does is she gets up, she backs up a couple of steps, she runs, she looks at Cornell, he nods, reaches out a hand, she runs and he flings her as she leaps, directly kicking the closest crystal pillar in an effort to kind of make a passageway to where Dashbold and Black Paddy are. It works, but a little too well. The crystals hit each other, both rupture, cracks spread down the length of them both.
Sorry.
Chunks of crystal fall below, knocking out these cat bugs, but also taking out a lot of other crystal structures. And you can see that you thought that they were pissed off before. Now it is just an ever-moving sea of these cat bugs as they're swarming up the outside edges of the cavern.
Yeah, good one.
One failure. Dashbold.
Cool. I'd like to play the tune that makes them run away or shrink in.
Sure. So you want to play the tune that was affecting them before?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll me a performance.
Roll me a sleight of hand. over 19.
Okay, yeah. So you're plucking a tune that was, and you can see that they are intermittently kind of shaking their heads and not liking what's happening with you. And you can see that some of them that were close to you are trying to get closer, but are being kind of like driven away to some invisible barrier that you seem to be creating.
And
like,
I'd
like perhaps this sound only works to a certain distance, or they're angry enough to kind of get close enough, but a volume maybe. You don't know what's happening, but the crystalline structure beneath you is going to collapse. The fissures that ran through it from Gwen's impact, you're not going to last another round up here. In fact, you're driving them away, but you start falling.
Mm-hmm. Like I believe Patty. In you, Gwen. I'd like to give you bardic inspiration.
You're right.
Great. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, man.
Three successes, one failure.
How many Shit. Successes do we need?
Eight.
That's a lot.
I guess I'm going to have to... This is not what I was planning to do, but I'm going to grab Dashbold and just try to hold our weight. Athletics.
You're going to what, sorry?
Hold our weight with the rope. As the
yeah, that would be athletics. That was performance. So yes, you can use athletics.
Didn't you already use athletics?
I used acrobatics.
Oh, I used athletics. That
yes.
was me.
Wait, can you use athletics if she's already used it?
I can because I didn't.
Wasn't straight after.
Yeah. If I used athletics, then she wouldn't be
so
able to.
So I can
do,
use acrobatics.
No, 15.
Okay, so what this means is you throw out your rope, you grab Dashbold. And you swing, trying to hold both of your weights while he's playing his song. But his flexing as he plays on the lute throws you off. He falls. You momentarily try to grab him with your other hand, releasing the rope. You fall. You are now sliding down a ramp of crystal into this teeming sea of cat bugs. Two failures.
Can I whip out the hammer crossbow and fire the net launcher at my friends to try and catch them?
Okay, so the net launcher launches a net.
Yeah.
The net stops them from being able to move.
No, but is no reeling
it's
in?
It's not a fishing line.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to have to grappling hook one of you. Who's got the most hit points?
Dashbold.
I'm not sure that's true.
You can grappling hook like the pillar and then I can like run across it or something.
I'm actually going to aim it like at the like pack or...
Sea of cat bugs? Oh, you, no, at their like backpacks.
Yeah, to try and...
Right, okay.
As opposed to our soft, supple flesh.
Actual backs.
Easy, that will...
Easy.
That I'm going to make that a... Going to make that... Dex. I'm going to make it a sleight of hand or perhaps a perception.
Dex. Not acrobatics. It's dex.
This isn't acrobatics. This is you aiming.
Yeah.
Do it with your feet. Then it'll be acrobatics.
I've given you advantage. So if you're good at acrobatics, you could use that. I'm not advantage. Bardic inspiration.
You do have bardic inspiration.
It's a D8 now, isn't it?
Yeah. So what, sorry, sleight of hand or what?
Sleight of hand or investigation perception.
Well, my perception is absolute freaking rubbish. And my investigation sleight of hand are the same. It's only a plus two.
What are your best skills? Oh, we should metagame.
And you don't have advantage. You have bardic inspiration.
Which is a...
D8.
D8.
Yeah. YOLO.
YOLO. Oh.
Can I have another bardic inspiration? Two. Oh, I made it! Two!
Yay, Miranda can number.
Yeah, good. All right, okay, so...
It was a 19, just to be really clear.
So what happens is Gwen picks herself up, finds her feet on the remaining pillar of crystal that she smashed over, whips out the hammer crossbow, takes aim, launches... Which skill did you use, by the way? Investigation or sleight of hand?
Sleight of hand.
And then without even thinking about it, just whips it out and shoots. And it just sails through the air, landing directly on Patty's pack.
Yep.
And Patty reaches out, has a hold of Dashbold's hand because he grabbed it to pull and is just yanked out of the clutches of the cat bugs.
How dramatic.
That is very dramatic.
Four successes, two failures, literally halfway in either direction. And you're running out of control.
Cornel
get a
turn?
Can Cornel
no,
get a turn?
They're walking towards They're off for a social interaction.
Guys, you sure are.
I've got lots of good rolls left.
Well, at least Isaac isn't here rolling his ones.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. I took away the person without a class and Isaac.
Roll an 18.
Isaac's been rolling.
What are your best
tonight?
Rolls, Black Patty? I mean, Nick.
No talk. You are being yanked about in the air. You are currently hanging 40 feet above the sea of cat bugs, hanging by one arm.
The sea
attached.
Of cat bugs.
Not even kidding. Take your pick. I'm fine.
Now, there is a few islands of safety.
Skill monkeys.
There's a few islands of safety beneath you because of the fallen crystal structures. So it's not just a sea of cat bugs everywhere, but you can see that they are swarming up the walls trying to escape the damage of the crystals as they fell. So you either need to get out of here or do some damage, or they're going to cut you off and you're not going to stand a chance. Yep. There's literally thousands of these things.
We should leave.
Yeah, we should go.
Dashbolt.
Oh, it's my turn. I thought it was about Blackface's turn.
Nope. You go first.
Cool. Oh, wow. I'd like to acrobatically scale up the rope, if possible.
There is no... Oh, so you want to turn around...
Oh, no, I want to use perception.
Up Black Patty.
I want to use perception to find a really good... the best bit of crystal that we could find while making egress to escape.
Okay.
Yep, and then I'll tell Black Patty where
roll
it is.
Roll perception.
Okay. I'm going to roll. Good. 22.
That is a success. Unfortunately, the best piece of crystal, the clearest, most strong-looking piece of moon quartz that's still of a size able to be carved into what you need, is on the floor. But it's on the floor directly underneath the entrance.
Okay.
So it was obviously the base of one of these pillars that was knocked over by Gwen's entrance. So it is currently 40 feet below you, directly underneath the ledge that you all walked in on.
Okay, cool. Great.
So you point it out to Black Patty and say, that's our crystal.
Come on, buddy. I believe in you, and I'll give you bardic inspiration as well. Because I'm burning it right now. I guess I should.
Black Patty. Tossing up. Should I help Gwen?
Yeah,
I can't.
You can give advantage to someone. You can... Aren't you still good at sleight of hand? Sleight of hand or something?
Yeah.
But yeah, you get sleight of hand something. Easy.
Dashboard.
You sleight of hand me, baby. Oh,
we don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let go. And I want you to hit the ground, grab that gem, and dimension door out. You can do this, buddy. I believe in you. You can do it.
Persuasion? All this said as he's swinging through the air.
All right, man. You got this. You got this, dude. You ready? You ready?
I told you got this, but okay, buddy. I got this.
I'm going to make that a sleight of hand.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one for you
for
as
him.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with either.
I don't think Dashbolt has a saying whether you let go of him or not.
Well, I rolled a 2 on the dice, but that's still 19.
Okay, yeah, good.
Oh, I love roads.
And you had a bardic inspiration, so you'll be fine.
Oh, shit. So what happens is you give Dashbolt a couple nods and words of warning, and then you just kind of like time it perfectly and just let go. And his eyes go wide as he falls through the air.
I could give it my all there.
I give him a thumbs up as he's going.
I give you a thumbs up.
And he twists around and
like
then
a cat.
Lands, expecting to fall or for a crash to happen or to be attacked by a bug, but he's just on this kind of just zone of peace in this otherwise chaotic cavern as he stands on this giant piece of quartz, and it's Gwen's turn.
Can I give him advantage for his dimension door?
Yeah, a Kana or something. Does that suck?
Not from that distance, no. At this point, you've pulled Black Patty up to where you are, and so you're back-to-back on this pillar of crystal,
right.
Sticking up in the middle of this cavern, and the walls are now covered up to about 80% of the height of this cavern. What do you do?
I do Arcana.
Good question. We need to get the flock out of here, right?
Cornell has a rope ready to throw to you.
Okay. Well,
he's just waiting for you to, like, because obviously you have different priorities than he does.
So Black Patty and I are together.
Yes.
At this point. Just super quick, like, is that cool that you just dropped in?
Like, yeah, sure.
Yep, good plan. So we're out of here. And I'm going to give Cornell the signal.
Yeah, he's going to throw the rope.
And I am going to, like, take a run up and leap and grab the rope.
What skill do you think that is?
Running up and leaping and grabbing.
Yeah.
Athletics.
Have you already used athletics?
Yes.
Mm.
Acrobatics.
I wouldn't say it's acrobatics because it's acrobatic. Definitely athletic.
It's definitely acrobatic as well, though.
Acrobatic after being athletic.
Because he's actually not just throwing a rope. He's throwing a trapeze.
Acrobatics is the landing.
If you want it to be is the acrobatics,
yes.
I will make it a disadvantage.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Shocking.
Can you give me advantage in anything?
Animal handling? That's
yeah, Dax falls like an animal. Give me animal handling advantage. Even if
survival.
Are you tying a knot around yourself?
Okay. Is there enough rope for me to catch it and tie it around Patty and me?
No, not really. You're about 30 feet away.
Can I use the rope as like just a safety rope? Like hand it to Patty. And then I'm going to try and hop, skip, and jump over the collapsing crystal pillar things.
First of all, there's no more collapsing pillars. They've collapsed.
Ah!
If you want to get down from this pillar, other than jumping, you will be sliding down it onto the floor and then trying to make your way back up the, admittedly, much easier to climb.
But still covered in
Still things. Covered in cat bugs, walls of the cavern.
Well, look, maybe rolling at disadvantage isn't that bad.
It's not that bad. You're still pretty good. You're still pretty good at acrobatics. Let's see it.
Would you like inspiration?
Yes.
Take my inspiration.
What does that do?
You can reroll.
One. You actually roll a third.
You roll a third.
Yeah. And then you can just pick out of any of the three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Were any of them good enough, Miranda?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Thank God.
Okay. So we're at 7 successes as Gwen grabs a rope and then very acrobatically just kind of falls and then twists and wraps the rope around her legs as she climbs back up it and then throws it back for Black Patty. And we will take a break because it's about to be Dashbolt's turn, who's just stepped away from the table.
Wow. Timing.
He's puffed because of all that teleporting.
Hey guys, all the teleporting I'm about to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
All right. Time for Arcana.
It's a 3.
I just rolled a disadvantage, so.
I can beat that. Can I give myself
yeah,
bardic inspiration?
No.
I give you bardic
Do you have
inspiration.
General inspiration, though?
I think I should, but I don't.
Everyone thinks that they should all
Does
the time.
Does anyone have general inspiration here? Does anyone have general inspiration here?
I never get it.
I did, but I gave it to Miranda.
Yeah. All right,
actually, in hindsight,
I
probably should have saved it
for you. Permanent inspiration forever.
What?
You have to sacrifice something and then you get inspiration.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you? I get to choose what you sacrifice, though. You know, just like, I'm going to sacrifice my pinky finger for permanent inspiration.
Yeah.
Thanks. Just on everything that I roll, I get an extra d20.
Is that cool?
No, it's not cool.
No.
So where am I? I'm near the entrance.
You're near the entrance.
Yep.
In a isolated pocket of peace. The cat bugs have noticed you. They are on their way. They are not immediately threatening you. You are on a rather pristine column, segment of column of quartz. About 50 feet below the entrance that you
came
in.
Is the crystal too big for me to carry?
Yes.
Great. And if I don't get out of here, I'll be surrounded and killed, probably, right?
Maybe.
Almost certainly, yes.
Yes.
You'll be right.
So I have to use Arcana, the Dimension Door.
Have you ever seen World War Z?
Yeah.
And the, like, swarming ocean of zombies?
Yeah.
Imagine that, but brightly colored and more claws and wings.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's what's coming at you.
Great. Nothing other than an Arcana I can roll.
I mean,
just roll
it's up
arcana.
To you. You do what you want.
I'll do it.
16.
That's all right. So what are you trying to do, though?
Dimension door.
You're trying to dimension door with a chunk.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you focus and you cast the spell, hanging on to it, hoping that you can just carve a chunk out with magic. And
oh, no, I thought it was already free.
Well, you're on like a 30-foot length of it.
Oh.
So it's too big for you to carry.
Okay.
You can wrap your arms around it.
Yep.
But yeah, you can't. There's no way that Dashball can pick up this whole
thing.
Oh,
okay. Can I shoot it? Like break it apart?
You've already failed. Next time you can. Okay. 3 failures.
I didn't understand what's going on.
7 successes.
This is it.
This is it. And honestly, Black Pat is the one that you want to have the this is it moment with.
Yeah. It's fine.
Because Dashball is about to be surrounded and eaten alive.
Black Patty, help. Didn't work.
I'd like to do a perception check to find the best spot to sit and watch Dashball get eaten.
As long as it's success, it's success.
I can tell you, like, it's just where you are right now. this is probably the safest point because it's so hard to get to. Until they start flying. They seem to have forgotten that they can fly at this moment.
Can I do... Oh, no, I've done a sleight of hand, haven't I? Never mind.
Run up, grab Gwen's sounding rod, and then do an intimidation. Scare them all away with the sound and the scariness.
That's a brilliant idea.
Cool.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to grab the tuning fork and smash it with the hilt of my sword to...
So...
Yep.
Tuning fork currently 45 feet away from you.
That's an obstacle.
Because when acrobatically got away from you last turn.
Yeah, that's right. Should have been paying attention.
Just how about you just fling your sword?
You're like naturally acrobatic though, so like getting over there is just like walking for you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad
Would I have to do a check to swing across?
Yeah. See, like...
What skill are you trying to use here?
Oh, any of the ones that say +9 or higher.
I'm trying to use intimidation.
Okay, yeah, I feel like you've burned through a lot of those.
Oh, you'd
be surprised.
I don't
know what
they are. I've got a few more.
So what I need you to tell me is what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve, and what skill you're trying to use to do it.
Actually, you know what?
Because you can't use Arcana or any of the ones that you've used.
Yep, that's fine. Can I do a nature check to examine the crystal I'm on? Because I want to try to like hit a piece and split what's left and shower it down on the bugs below. I want to try to draw attention away from Dashball.
I'd make that a survival, but yes.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Well, nature is more intellectual. Survival is like how things
work. The practical
side
of it. Yeah, okay. I've got the skills to get the victory, but just don't know how to apply them. Sure. Let's take I want to try for a perception roll. And I'm jump down the Dashball, and I just want to try to find a good spot to jump to.
Easy. Perception.
Yep.
Reliable talent. It's like
you're
out of jail free card every time.
So what happens here is with this success, you swing down, you Spider-Man down to Dashball. As Gwen gets to Cornell, he grabs the tuning fork out of her hilt, her belt, and just whacks it against his sword. And almost you see a wave travel across the incoming ocean of these cat bugs as they recede from where you are. As soon as you grab onto Dashbold, he's like, "We're out of here. Dimension door.
Come on, buddy, let's
you're
go.
Out." Cornell and Gwen also exit, and you're standing outside the fissure of the cave with a chunk of
moon crystal
of moon quartz.
Yeah, we did it. We all did it as a team.
Good and
work,
we'll
guys.
We'll
sons
leave it
of bitches.
There.
Summon Duck Lord.
Get the fuck out of here.
That is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what happens now.
A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bars for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to help out the podcast, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Twitter, you can find us on Patreon, you can go find our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com/lawanddisorder. You can also find a whole bunch of other great podcasts on there. Almost everyone at the table is on more than one other podcast on the That's Not Canon Network, so go find them, listen to them, tell your friends. Thank you for listening. I've been Zane C. Weber. Until next time.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.